bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander.
Welcome back to Breakthrough. Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment on KPHX 1480.
I haven't seen you this animated in a long time, Joseph. You love this Jungle Book.
This ain't animated. This is live action.
It's all CG.
It is.
No, but I'm talking about you being so animated. You're bouncing out of your chair.
Lou Rawls with Bare Necessities from Jungle Cubs, the cartoon, the sitcom version, kind of, you know.
Of the Jungle Book.
Of the Jungle Book. Yes. Besties of life. Oh, yeah.
I had cocktails with Lou Rawls.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You did? Wow.
He lived in Cave Creek.
Really?
Yeah, so we'd
run into him. Think he is so talented.
Did he ever sing that for you?
I would probably be awestruck.
He's dead now.
Well, no, but I'm saying if I were you, I would probably be awestruck.
I'm never that way.
I there's very few people that I am, and you guys are gonna laugh at me, but actually do you remember Eight Is Enough?
Yes.
Okay. Willie Ames, who played Tommy.
I used to run into Willie Ames too.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
In Southern California.
Well, see, I ran into him in Hawaii with his girlfriend, but it was so funny because it was like 20 years after the fact. Here I am, a mother with my own kids. And it's like he walked up and I was just like, ah. It was funny.
Willie Ames.
But yeah. So anyway, I mean, I got over it like that, but it was just one of those things where it just caught me by surprise because I wasn't expecting it.
I saw his band play at Disneyland in the, what's the future land called?
Yeah. Tomorrowland.
Yeah, Tomorrowland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had that bar there with the stage that came out of the ground. His band was playing there.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yep, it was. Well, even when I saw him was a long time ago.
Yes.
And, but Jermaine Jackson, I saw him in customs at the airport too. Well, that's where I seem to meet everybody.
Well, I get starstruck a lot. I mean, even though we talk to all these cool people, you see, you know, I get excited. You know, even talked to Neville earlier, and I was like very, very excited because, you know, he was so talented.
Yeah, he is. He is an incredibly talented. And Florian, my gosh, Oscar award winner and just, you know, phenomenal talent himself.
And
so.
I get to talk to all these people all the time, but, you know, I still get very excited, you know, just even hearing their voices and stuff, you know, so... very exciting. And I haven't said our names the last couple segments. I am Joseph J. Erdo, aside Trisha.
I am Trisha.
And Eric Reinert behind the glass.
With the beautiful Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
She's so gorgeous.
She's waving. She's waving to all of our listeners.
You are a lucky man, Mr. Eric. That's all I can say.
Yes, I know.
Careful
Good.
There. Careful
and
there.
She's lucky,
don't
too.
Don't you ever forget it. Yes, she is lucky
as
well.
But she's not lucky, too?
I said she is lucky as well.
Uh oh, she doesn't look.
Hey,
she's...
you keep that smile on her face.
Okay. don't want to know how he does that, but.
I think it's bewilderment.
Well, if anyone has any comments for us, give us a call 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
How are we going to squeeze the rest of these films
in such
a short period of time?
We're going to go through them fairly
quickly. I hope
you
took your Adderall.
Oh, yeah. Adderall Diaries. Good transition there. The Adderall Diaries, James Franco plays a novelist who, paralyzed by writer's block and an escalating Adderall dependency, simultaneously delves into the details of a murder case with the help of a reporter, played by Amber Heard, and reunites with his estranged father, played by Ed Harris. He's forced to separate truth from lies and fact from fiction, ultimately leading him to finally reconcile his past and confront his future. Great cast in this, right?
Yes. Oh, an incredible cast. Yes. Yeah.
Opened up yesterday. I think this one's also available on video on demand, but it's also playing in a few theaters. Judging from star James Franco's committed performance, the actor really, really wanted The Adderall Diaries to be good. Unfortunately, try as he might, the new drama never amounts to much. This is based on a memoir by Stephen Elliott.
Very, very large selling series.
Yes.
Book. Yeah.
Yeah. And it frequently jumps from plot point to plot point and tone to tone.
Well, that's how it is when you're on Adderall.
Yeah. Well, and that's what.
Exactly.
Right. Right. And
not
that's,
like I'd know.
You don't have a dependency on that?
I don't.
Okay, I'm sorry, Eric. Well, I think that is the intended effect for the audience, but it doesn't make for a very particularly pleasant, let alone coherent experience. You know, I felt like I had hyperactivity and impulse control issues.
Ooh.
Watching this movie.
Okay.
So the movie itself has that. I'm only giving it 1 star. So did not very much care for the Adderall Diaries, but James Franco does a pretty good job. So that's what the 1 star is for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now another one.
Well, I think Ed Harris did a good job as the father too.
Yes, yeah.
You know, especially when they had that confrontation.
Yes, Ed Harris did a good job as well.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
Joseph, did you see 11/22/63?
No, I did not.
That was pretty good.
That's James Franco, right? Yeah, the series, right?
Yeah, it was an 8-part mini series.
Right.
It was a Stephen King story.
Yeah, I'm watching Bates Motel. I know you like that as well, right?
Oh, is that back?
Yeah, it's back. It's been back.
Well, we have to check that out.
Yeah, I think they're on episode.
Is that only on Netflix or is that?
That's on.
All right, so it might be on Hulu. I'll have to look for it.
Not TBS. The other one, I forget.
You forget.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember it right now. But High Strung is another movie that opened up last weekend, actually.
Now that was one I am excited to be able to see because I absolutely love dance.
Yeah, well, and this one is about a violinist busking in the New York City subway who encounters a classical dancer on scholarship at the Manhattan Conservancy of the Arts. With the help of a hip-hop dance crew, they must find a common ground while preparing for a competition that could change their lives forever. It was playing at a few theaters last weekend. I think you can still see it this weekend at AMC Deer Valley. Great theater over there. If you're seeing High Strung for its dynamic dance number, then you're bound to be sufficiently satisfied and even energized. If you're seeing it for the sophisticated story and complex characters, then you've clearly overestimated the capacity and function of dance flicks. A lot of people don't like the Step Up franchise because, you know, they say, oh, it's so predictable and just, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's pretty much what this is. The movie features some spectacular sequences of choreographed movement that marries hip-hop and classical ballet, but it's underwhelming in most other areas due to its dependence on stereotypes and cliches. But still, the target audience of young aspiring dancers and musicians, and I think Trisha would fall not in that category, but people who would like this movie.
Well, I love the dance community in general.
Right.
I mean, I really, truly do that creativity, the art. It doesn't matter what your background is, and I think that's what they're trying to get across in franchises like Step Up franchise and in this movie is that, you know, you don't have to stay in your little box. You're not just a ballet dancer. You're not just a hip hop artist. You're not just a musician. You don't, you know, you can push the envelope. You can come up with something new and different and exciting and fun. And what I really love about this, and I really, you know, even if you don't go out and see it on the big screen, check it out on video on demand, because this film actually supports a really, really excellent foundation called the Dizzy Feet Foundation. Mm-hmm. And two of my favorite choreographers and dance people, Nigel Lithgow and Adam Shankman from So You Think You Can Dance, they have that foundation that they put together, and I think it's awesome, and everybody should really look into that. And I just absolutely love this combination of structured classical dance world mixed in with the rule-breaking hip-hop genre of dance, and I'm so excited. I still want to see this film. I don't care if the storyline sucks.
I'm not saying it sucks.
If it's predictable.
Yeah, it's just your typical
cliche
story.
Because
yeah,
I want it. That's okay, because I just want to see it come to life on the big screen.
And
myself.
I still enjoyed it.
I'm excited for it.
By the way, as soon as the show's over, I'm going busking.
Okay, all right. What are you going to do with your guitar?
I'm just going to play guitar and put a hat on the ground.
And that's all you're going to be having? Just a hat? You're just going to wear a hat? That's it?
No, yep. He's putting the hat on the ground.
He's wearing nothing. Just the hat's on the ground.
It's the bare necessities of life.
Okay. So if you want to see Eric.
That's all I wear anyway.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, you have talent, and I don't care if you're a street musician or performer. If you're out there and you've got talent.
Yeah.
Go for it, because it makes everybody happy.
And I'm giving High Strung 3 stars. You'll likely leave the theater with a pep in your step and a smile on your face.
Yay!
So despite all the cliche stuff, I still enjoyed it. And
well, and the strong part is because he's a violinist.
Well, yes, and yeah. And it's also I was mesmerized by the dance numbers, especially the big finale and everything. It is quite something to see.
Well, you don't get much better than these guys. So no. Excellent.
Yeah,
and I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
And another one that came out last week, Mr. Right. Anna Kendrick plays a young woman who falls for a seemingly perfect guy, played by Sam Rockwell, who just happens to be a professional assassin whose services are solicited by a dubious client being sought by an equally dubious FBI agent, played by Tim Roth. As the bodies pile up, she needs to decide whether to flee or join in the mayhem. So three great stars in this movie. It excels on the charisma of its two stars. I was telling Trisha during the break that Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell don't exactly fit, so to speak. So the romantic sparks fail to fly, but the comedy certainly hits the fan, as it's always fun to watch both of these performances. Performers individually play up their unique charms for the camera. Anna Kendrick is as cute as she is kooky, even though her character is somewhat inconsistent. Sam Rockwell is as likable as he is indifferently insane. Moreover, the unique blend of dark sense of humor and the undeniable adorableness is strangely entertaining. 3 stars for Mr. Right.
Excellent.
He played an assassin, the Gong Show guy, right? What was that called?
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he does really good with that. He does, you know, he's a crazy actor. I love him. And finally,
he's a crazy actor, or he's an actor that does crazy well.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He's an actor.
All right, just checking. Well,
he's probably a little crazy.
Yeah. Too.
Well, someone else who we know is probably a little bit crazy is Christopher Walken, Mr. King Louie himself.
Mm-hmm.
One More Time, he stars in that with Amber Heard. Amber plays an aspiring rock star who, evicted from her Brooklyn apartment, is forced to move into the Hamptons home of her father, Christopher Walken, an over-the-hill Sinatra-esque crooner angling for a musical comeback. As the two butt heads, they unexpectedly find themselves on a journey that may redefine their lives. It has a few pleasant songs in it. You've got some of the new songs. You've got some of the crooning songs. So both ends of the age spectrum will enjoy that aspect. Unfortunately, the songs are the only moments of the movie that the word pleasant can be accurately used. The characters, especially the ones portrayed by these two great actors, are not the least bit fun to be around. It's not that they're particularly unlikable, but they come with an awful lot of emotional baggage and seem to be more interested in talking about it than doing anything about it. It making for one tedious tale. So 1 star for One More Time.
Wow.
Yes. And I know that we've got another hour coming up with some great stuff, right, Trisha?
Oh, yes, yes. We're going to be looking into the arts scene around Phoenix. Different, plays and places that you can get some culture and enjoy.
Excellent. And I want to make sure our listeners tune in next week as well, because we're going to be doing a holiday-themed show for a new movie called Holidays. It's a horror anthology coming
out. Okay,
wait a minute.
That was kind of understated there. Holidays was so big, and everybody's excited about holidays, but this is not the holidays that we're all thinking about, just like Frozen for you.
Yes.
It's not like Frozen for me.
We still will be.
Because it's horror.
Yes, it's horror, but we're going to be celebrating an entire year's worth of holidays in one show.
Well, as long as we're enjoying it on the fun side and not the horrific side,
yes.
I'm okay with that.
Well, and this is Dr. John singing Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. Again, great movie, 4 stars. Go see The Jungle Book. You'll hear this version of The Bare Necessities during the end credits. And we'll be right back on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Woo!
After this bare break. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I can bear it.
Wherever I want,
wherever I roam, I couldn't be fond of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some.